Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth, show number 1000. I'm Steve Curwood. We've kept master copies of all our shows. They're in boxes, piled floor to ceiling in a storage room. In the early days, we recorded onto 10-inch reels of magnetic tape. So when we realized this milestone was getting close, producer Helen Palmer and I set off on a quest to find the very first show.
We've got to move all these ones here to get down to... Yeah, look here. Yes. So we've got to move all this stuff on top.
All right. Down it comes.
I can't lift this.
So let's see. The politics of global warming. Well, this is one of the pilots actually done in 1990.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Look at this.
Let me have a look at this one.
So show 14.
Show 15.
Show 4.
910405. Isn't that the one we're looking for?
That's the one.
It's at the very bottom.
Well, where else would it be, huh? All right, you know what? I'm just going to move these one at a time. Let me get over here.
Okay, 910405. Master reels. That should be exactly the thing.
Yes, all right. Well, let's open it up.
Living on Earth.
Here it is, 910001, the very first show. April 5th, 1991.
Well, here it is, 7.5 inches per second, reel-to-reel tape.
Nicely...
When did you last see that?
All right, let's go in the studio and see if we can find a machine that'll play this thing.
Okay, here's the thing. Let me plug it in. Look, it turns on. How absolutely amazing. Okay, now put it on. Yeah.
Now it seems to be working properly.
Good. Okay, good.
All right, so let's play it and see if it kicks anything.
From National Public Radio, this is Living on Earth.
Steve, you don't sound much different. It's amazing.
I'm Steve Curwood. Damage to the earth, to the land, the air, and the water. The environmental cost of the Persian Gulf War.
Yes, our first show focused on the environmental consequences of the Persian Gulf War. And today, 1,000 shows later, it's deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say.
Back then, Susan Murray of the CBC reported on what is still the biggest oil disaster in history in Kuwait and off the Saudi coast.
Vacuum pumps work furiously to suck in some of the thick black mass staining the beaches of Saudi Arabia. Jim O'Brien of the Louisiana oil cleanup firm, oops.
What I say is it's a very massive spill that's coated every beach, every bay, every back bay, every lagoon, every shoreline.
Many of those first stories were doom and gloom, but we saw a bright green future, too, just over the horizon.
The Australian group predicts that within a decade, their cells will produce electricity at half the cost of coal.
Well, rather too optimistic, and we've made our share of mistakes since we started Living on Earth 1,000 shows ago. But creating a radio show wasn't my first idea. I wanted to write a book about global warming. I thought it was the hottest journalistic topic out there. War, peace, the economy, and more are wrapped up in the question of global warming. So for advice, I went to Cape Cod and met with George Woodwell. He's a leading scientist who had counseled President Jimmy Carter and testified before Congress about climate change. Dr. Woodwell wasn't exactly encouraging.
Well, I remember that you came with the idea that you would write a book, and I wonder if I should have been as discouraging as I apparently was. The fact is that I had written a lot about the climatic issue, a lot that had been ignored, and others were writing about it, and we seemed to be getting nowhere, and at that time I thought that another book would probably have the same fate. So I guess I was discouraging in that context.
Hearing you say, well, who's going to read another book? Certainly one by Steve Curwood. I said, well, doggone it, nobody is doing radio on this subject. So I left your place mad and taken action. I was going to do a radio show.
Well, you know, I'm not too happy that I made you mad, but it's worked. And that's even more important now than it's ever been previously.